take a moment now to bow our heads and pray. Only to give thanks for making it through another day.
And now for the word and prayer of the day, brought to you by Crossroads Christian Radio. Now heard on KLMX 1450 AM and 104.5 FM in Clayton, New Mexico. Today's scripture is found in 1 Peter 2, verses 1 through 9. Therefore, rid yourself of all malice and all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and slander of every kind. Like newborn babies, crave pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow up in your salvation. Now that you have tasted that the Lord is good, as you come to him, the living stone, rejected by humans but chosen by God and precious to him, you also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. For in Scripture it says, "See, I lay a stone in Zion, a chosen and precious cornerstone, and the one who trusts in him will never be put to shame. Now to you who believe, this stone is precious. But to those who do not believe, the stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone, and a stone that causes people to stumble and a rock that makes them fall. They stumble because they disobey the message, which is also what they were destined for. But you are chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of the darkness into his wonderful light." Who or what are your special possessions? What gets your undivided attention? Who do you value most in your life? Who do you see? Are certain people worthy of your time and others are not? Have you ever taken for granted someone in your life, be that a family member or a friend, only to find out later how valuable they really were? Do we do this to Jesus? Reluctantly, I must admit, guilty as charged. There are times I have ignored the blessings that are right in front of me, and I've turned my focus on someone or something I deem more important or influential to my life at that moment. Seeking attention for all the wrong reasons and lacking to see each person in our lives as a divine God-appointed appointment is crucial. Considering what God may be trying to teach us through that relationship is definitely worth our attention. In this scripture, we see the stone the builders rejected was the very cornerstone that held everything together, which is Jesus. Who are the builders? And why would they reject the most important piece? Lord Jesus, I pray each of us that we would seek to truly see the individual. I pray as we seek this, you continually open our eyes to the truth. May our trust in you be unwavering. May we remember the words in verse 6 that remind us you are our precious cornerstone, and the ones who trust in you will not be put in shame. And I humbly ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.